One of the interesting and also important processes is called an Umklapp process. And this involves three phonons like I drew here. So there's a phonon that has a certain energy. So this axis is frequency, and this is k-vector. The frequency axis you can also label as energy, because energy for phonons is just proportional to frequency like this. So there's a particular phonon that has a momentum that's given here, and an energy given there, and another phonon with energy and momentum. And you can take these two phonons and add them together to produce this one on the phonon dispersion curve up here. And so there's a probability. We could use Fermi's golden rule to calculate the rate of how often this would happen, this three phonon scattering that will happen like this. But this one, this third one, is out beyond the Brillouin zone boundary. And since it's beyond the Brillouin zone boundary, the atoms can't form the wave that corresponds to the k-vector as you measure it from here, right? Because as k gets bigger, the wavelength gets smaller. And this point here, the Brillouin zone boundary, is the wave where it goes up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. So if you go further in k, then the atoms can't form this phonon state. And what happens is that the lattice takes a reciprocal lattice vector of momentum, and this state moves back one reciprocal lattice vector. So these two scatter into this state over here. And this is called Umklapp scattering, because two phonons moving right, positive k would be moving right, results in a phonon moving left. And also in English we call it Umklapp scattering. But no one knows what it means, it's just a funny word. these two moving right gives you one moving left, and this is an important scattering event for acoustic attenuation and the thermal conductivity of materials. So if you didn't have a lot of scattering, then the phonons would go right through and it would be a good thermal conductor. But because of this Umklapp scattering, there is the energy doesn't travel so far. The phonons are moving off to the right and they scatter back going the other way, and the energy doesn't flow as well because of this Umklapp scattering. And an Umklapp process is it's temperature dependent. At low temperatures, the high energy k states, the high energy phonon states are not occupied. So the occupied states start to move down in energy, and if they're down here, then they're only in this region of k as well. Right, so at low temperatures, you only have phonons close to k equals zero. And even if two scatter together, two right-moving waves scatter together, they don't reach over the Brillouin zone boundary anymore. So at low temperatures, this Umklapp scattering freezes out, and you get less of it. And actually, the thermal conductivity increases because of this. You get less of this backward scattering as it cools down.